Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Frederick the Friendly Ghost, or was he really a friendly ghost?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Let's hear those real ghost stories. You can call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, here's what you get. Advanced episodes, access to all now over 5,000 episodes in the archive. No commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststory or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister, Kathy Gordon, is here today.
Well, hello. How's it going in Wichita?
Wichita, Kansas is doing good. I had an interesting thing happen to me earlier today. You know how, because we've just had some stories lately about signs from animals, and then we were talking about Rob Guttrow in my episode on the grave talks and all that. So today, doing what one does when they're sitting here working, I was looking at Facebook, and my Facebook memories came up. And so I'm looking through my Facebook memories, and once my dog Buddy got older, I started celebrating his birthday every month. And so I had posted something about his half birthday, or I don't remember what it was. I had posted, and I look at the date and I'm like, oh yeah, today's the 15th. And so for like the last, I think from when he was 13 to 16 and a half, you know, we celebrated every month. So that was a long time. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting here thinking about him, and I was looking at these pictures, and damn if right then I heard something hit my window, and I looked up, and a bird flew up in the window right next to me here and latched onto the screen and just looked in and then flew off. Isn't that crazy?
I'm telling you.
And since you know, he had sent me birds after he died, and then for all things right then when I'm sitting here going, oh, I just miss him so much. And then, boom, a bird flies up and looks at me.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
It was so random. Like, I've never seen that happen. And I sit here all day at this desk. And
it is weird. Sometimes, like, I have birds that will come up to my window while I'm sitting here working at my desk. And it is just a strange feeling. It just feels like there's a reason that it happens. And, you know, maybe just coincidence, maybe so. But, you know, I think this one where you were thinking about him, is, you know, more of a sign.
And it happened to be on the 15th, which was a day that we celebrated for a very long time, the 15th of every month. And so I just thought that was so kind of surprising and cool. And last time I had a bird hang on to my screen and look in was the day after he died. And so I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
That he would show up. I know. He was such a good boy. Well, let's listen to this story today because it is interesting. Was this a friendly ghost or was it not a friendly ghost? Was it a ghost? What was it?
Well, give me some info.
I wanted to share my ghost story with you. My name is Taylor. I am from Ontario, Canada. From my second year to my fourth year of university, I lived in the same house with five girls. Whenever people stayed over, they would always talk about how the house gave them the creeps, to the point where one of my closest friends wouldn't even come into the house. It wasn't an old house by any means, but it did give off some strange energy. We would always hear creaks and sounds, but there was always something else we could blame it on. One morning, I was talking with my roommate in the kitchen. My room was in the basement, and her room was on the main floor of the bungalow. She seemed a little disturbed and asked me if I had tried to get into her bedroom last night while she was sleeping. She always slept with her door locked. I told her no, and she described that she heard my bedroom door creak open, what sounded like footsteps up the stairs, down the hall, to her room, where someone was fiddling around trying to open the door. After a few tries, she heard the steps head back down the hall and back into my room. I assured her that it was not me, but then we both shrugged it off, jokingly saying that maybe I was sleepwalking. After we made that joke, things began to get worse. That's the last thing you want to say in a story. Just when we thought it was bad, it got worse. One day, the same roommate and I were sitting and watching TV. We were discussing the possibility of a ghost in the house to explain all of the weird things that had happened. Much of the similar stuff, it sounds like someone coming out of my room up the stairs and walking around, and she absolutely refused to even consider the possibility. With that, the channels started changing on their own on the TV. At first, we thought, well, the button was stuck. Just as my roommate asked if that was the case, the volume started going to full blast to mute. I got up to turn the TV off on the TV itself, but it wouldn't turn off. Then the cable stopped working, and it was just a loud, deafening, static noise. Without any other options left, I just yelled, "Yes, we know you're here now. Please stop it, and let us get back to watching Ellen." The TV instantly stopped, and we went back to normal like nothing happened. See, that's strange, isn't it? Like, you're sitting there talking about, could this house be haunted? And then that happens?
Yeah.
That's weird. After that incident, I felt the presence around me grow stronger. The presence didn't scare me, but I knew it was there. I decided to name it Frederick and would acknowledge him when I would come home and when I would leave, and things seemed to get better after that. Anyone who came over, I would tell them that we had a friendly house ghost named Frederick, and he liked it when you said hello to him. Everyone thought I was crazy, but it seemed to keep things under control. One night, it was very late, and another roommate and I were up studying for an exam. Everyone else was asleep. The house was locked up for the night. We were upstairs brewing some coffee and discussing Frederick, and my roommate questioned my certainty that this wasn't an evil entity and warned me that I should be careful being so willing to communicate with him. After that, we heard our front door click like it was being unlocked, and then it flew open. My roommate and I were terrified and clung together to turn the corner to see if someone was standing there, but no one was there. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but I can say I was almost relieved that there wasn't anyone there. I went over and closed the door and told Frederick that our house isn't safe if he leaves doors open, with no other explanation for how that could have happened. But the worst night was a night when we were having a house meeting. Again, we lived in a house with five girls, and arguments and drama were a regular occurrence. This was a particularly bad night. Everyone was arguing and lots of yelling. All of us were in the house, windows shut. We had a large garbage can in the kitchen. As tempers were at their peak, the garbage can lid came off and flew across the kitchen into the living room, where we were all shouting as if it were thrown at us. That immediately shut us all up. I have since moved out of that house after I graduated from university. I found myself wondering if it was actually a ghost and why it seemed to have such a stronger presence around me than any of the other roommates. Is it because I would acknowledge him? Why did he have these strange outbursts when people questioned his presence? I truly believe that he was not evil, and that if he did want to cause harm, he would have. Thanks for telling my story and giving me an opportunity to tell my story, Taylor. So I don't know. I do think it's interesting. Like, the other girls didn't really want to even acknowledge they had a problem necessarily. So
well,
maybe
I don't think that's necessarily unusual. Do you?
No.
That people are like, no. If I don't acknowledge it, it's not happening.
Absolutely. It's like that with a lot of things in life. If I just ignore it, it'll go away.
Exactly. And so I think there's that the girls are just, no, that cannot be.
And then maybe this thing is Frederick is trying to get their attention. Like, uh-huh.
Because you would think the other girl who was sitting there with her when the TV started acting up would have thought, yeah, that's enough. Right. Okay. I see where you're coming from now. You know, with the TV changing channels, going to static, going real loud, going soft, doing all that, you know, that's creepy.
Don't you think, too, that if ghosts are humans who have passed on and you are disrespecting someone, you know, by not acknowledging them or not, I don't know. It's not like you need to communicate with them necessarily, but I think Taylor's approach to saying, hey, I'm home. Hey, I'm leaving. Hi, Frederick. Say hi to Frederick. I think that might be a level of respect that Frederick liked.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is some advice that we hear from the professionals that say when they're dealing with the situation, that acknowledgement mm-hmm. and, you know, acting like you care, I think goes far with anybody. So why wouldn't it with a ghost?
Yeah, because how would you feel if you walked in a room and you had thrown that you did something remarkable, like that garbage can lid came off in the kitchen and went into the living room? Like, that's a pretty big deal. And then even then, they're still not acknowledging you. It's like,
well,
what
the poor
do I have
ghost
to
is probably
do?
Like, I've got these five girls that are making me crazy
right.
in this house with all this drama and fussing and yelling and carrying on and, you know, stop it.
And then
I'll
four
just
throw
of them this lid
like,
out there.
Yeah, four of them are like, I don't know what that was. Oh, well.
You know, I just got the feeling that it was just like a desperation thing from the ghost. Like,
shut up. The F up.
You know?
Quit. Do you ever stop?
I'm just a ghost trying to mind my own business, trying to walk down a hall, mess with a door here and there, you know, and here you're doing this.
But I do think, you know, it could have been to like, hey, yes, I am here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Taylor, for acknowledging me. I appreciate it. I will be kind to you because you're showing me respect.
Exactly.
You know, and who knows? That might have been his house and he doesn't like the way they're treating it or whatever. You don't know. Five roommates.
Ooh, and just the bad vibe with
yeah,
all the...
right.
Yeah.
So I think Taylor was doing the right thing. I do.
I do too.
Well, let's go to a call. Here we go.
Yes, my name is Michael. I live in Rock Hill, South Carolina. A couple of years ago, my wife and I decided to take two of our five kids to Myrtle Beach for a long weekend. And we're never in the hotel that often, so we just get the cheapest room we can find. And my wife found one, this old motel. It was still on the beach, but it was in between two of the newer hotels. So it looks like it's been there since the 50s, maybe 60s. But it's pretty well kept up. We're on the second floor. of a two-floor building. And, you know, everything was going great. And I want to say it was the first day that we were there. You know, went out to the beach, had a great time. We all came back in to start getting cleaned up. I always let everybody take their showers first, you know, and you know, because I'm in and out in no time. I took my shower, you know, got all the sand off and everything, and washed up. And as I got out, I dried myself off with a motel towel, which are always white. And I looked in the tub to make sure I washed down as much sand as possible. And I get dressed. I walk out into the room, and my wife goes back into the bathroom and then immediately comes out and says, "Are you bleeding anywhere?" And I said, "No, why?" She said, "There's blood in the tub." So I go in there, and there is a good-sized drop of blood right there in the middle of the tub, which I did not see when I looked back. I grabbed the towel that I had used and looked at it, and there was no blood on it either. I didn't have a nosebleed, nothing to experience. I went, "Wow, that was weird." You know, so I just washed it down, and you know, it went down the drain like any blood clot would. So later that night, I got up, I had to use the bathroom. When I was done, I got this really bad headache, and I'm not one to get headaches. This one was so piercing, I couldn't even describe the pain I was feeling. I couldn't even tell you what area of the head it was coming from. It just was horrible. And I'm sitting here just on the bed. Everybody's asleep, and I'm just trying to let it ease up on its own, and it's just not. It's not giving up. My son woke up, and he was asking Dad what's wrong. I told him, and he's never seen me like this in such pain. And I mean, he started tearing up. So he wakes up my wife, and she's trying to help, you know, rub my neck or whatever. And everything she's doing is more irritating me than helping. That's how much pain I was in. Finally, I just grabbed some ibuprofen that we had, and I didn't even care how many I took. I just grabbed a handful of them. I just threw them in my mouth, and over time, maybe about 15 minutes, it finally eased up, and I went to sleep. Still didn't think anything of it. Here's the kicker. The following night, everything was good. I fall asleep. My daughter falls asleep. My wife and my son are on their phones, just kind of watching TikTok videos or whatever they're doing. And apparently they both noticed a man walk right in front of both beds from the door to the bathroom. And they look over at each other at the same time and asked, you know, "Did you see that?" And they said, you know, they both agreed they did. It didn't scare them, but they were just shocked. So the next morning, I asked them to describe the man. And so there was an older man, had a white button-down shirt, and it looked like black slacks, walked into the bedroom. So I started putting everything together. And, you know, during the age of this motel and everything, I just wonder if this man had maybe shot himself in the bathroom, and that's where the blood and my sharp pain of the head, you know, came from. You know, just never will forget that little trip. I got tons of stories like this from different areas, so I'll be calling in more often. I just wanted to start off with this story. Thank you.
Dang, that's a creepy story.
It is really creepy.
I cannot believe
that the guy that walked through. Okay, let me get this straight. He walked past like the foot of the bed, like, you know, in a hotel, you'd have two doubles.
Yeah, it sounds like they're watching TV, and he just walked right in front of him. And
he walks right in front of him and goes into the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the bathroom. Okay. And it didn't scare him? he said they weren't scared. And I was like, oh my God.
I didn't hear that part, but how could you not be scared?
I don't know. They're really brave because I would have been scared to death.
God,
oh my
no,
God.
Shit.
Whoa. Well,
and the whole thing is so strange with the blood, like in the little detail, like did I get all the sand out of the bathtub, mm-hmm. out of the shower?
Yeah, because he'd looked back and wiped it down or made sure it was clean. So you'd think he would have seen that.
Right, he would have. Because that would have definitely caught
next,
your eye.
The next night with the headache.
Yeah.
Maybe that was something to do with that. Maybe he just had a really bad migraine from being out in the sun all day.
Could have had a heat stroke, maybe. Something, mm-hmm. I don't know.
But the whole guy walking through the room.
I don't know. And his theory seems kind of valid. You know, like was there a guy that did something... Or maybe he was murdered there or something, or I don't know. Accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oof. What I would want to know is, like, did they end up staying in that hotel the entire vacation? Or were they just there a couple nights and it's like, okay, now we got to get out of here? Because I don't know that after that, I think I'd be like, we got to find us another place.
Yeah. Somehow I got a feeling that was it. Don't you?
Yeah.
They didn't stay there any longer.
I couldn't have. That was a really good story. I've got one more, and it says, I wanted to share a rather odd experience that I had several years ago. I've had my share of ghostly and paranormal experiences over the years, but this particular event was unique, and I've yet to hear a listener on your show report anything similar. I really would like to hear your feedback as the event was so minor yet so odd. I really can't figure out what happened. And this is an odd little story. Just over 10 years ago, my husband at the time, he was my boyfriend, and I were walking down an aisle of a grocery store. We were laughing and talking as we walked down the aisle, which was wide and lined with freezers on each side. I was on the right side of my husband as we walked. Something out of the corner of my left eye caught my attention. I turned and glanced over my shoulder and over the head of my husband. A small black cloud, a vortex, was unraveling, and suddenly a creature appeared. The creature was, I think, male. He did not look human. He did not look like a scary demon I hear about on your show. He looked like some sort of whimsical creature, perhaps a brownie, some sort of creature you'd see in an old British fairy tale illustration. He had very impish, mischievous expression and a large bulbous nose, and he was lying and relaxing on his side. He was hovering in the air. He waved at me and winked, and then he disappeared, and the vortex of black smoky clouds sort of whirled into nothingness. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. I've seen shadow people and objects move on their own in my house. My husband, who is also sensitive despite his denials, had turned to look over his shoulder because he had seen something out of the corner of his eye as well. He said he saw the vortex of clouds, but no person. All these years have passed, and I can still recall this impish creature lying on his side, floating above the frozen food freezers, winking and laughing, then disappearing. I still wonder, what was this creature? And why did he choose to appear that one and only time in such a bizarre spot? A grocery store's frozen food section of all places. The only person I've ever met who has seen something similar is one of my best friends from childhood. When we were young teenagers, she was walking home from my house and she glanced over at a little male dwarf who had suddenly appeared on the side of the road. Seriously. Red hat, red boots. He was leaning against a fire hydrant. He smiled at her, winked, and then disappeared. She ran home and called me and said, I saw a dwarf, and I believed her. She can still remember the event to this day. I can understand the concept of residual energy, of hauntings, of even evil entities, but who or what are these little creatures? Just thought I'd share this story. Thanks for your time, Misha.
Hmm.
So, like, recently I was doing an episode of the Grave Talks with Chris Balzano, and we were talking about the Bridgewater Triangle. And One of the things that we talked about was pugwudgies, which is a weird, it's just kind of fun to say. But a pugwudgie is kind of this little creature thing, but it doesn't exactly look like what she saw. But, and I don't really even know that pugwudgies exist, but, you know, here's this article, 20 facts about the pugwudgie, the mischievous creature who lurks in forests. So I don't know if they really are things, but I've heard of kind of fairies and things like that. I don't know. And if you could see a ghost or an apparition or an evil entity, could they take the shape of just some little random impish creature with a bulbous nose?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm just trying to think if I just, you know, I haven't seen. And, you know, the thing is that there are stories throughout history. There's fables and there's all sorts of nursery rhymes and there's all sorts of, you know, ancient stories that talk about different types of creatures and different things and stuff. And, you know, I always say that maybe there really isn't a unicorn or maybe there really isn't this thing, but there's always like something to the story, right? Like the leprechaun idea, you know, it originated somehow. Somebody saw something.
Yeah.
And then maybe it just grew out of that, right? But maybe there occasionally is something that takes on a different form and shows us, you know, appears.
Well, in, you know, the whole pugwudgie idea, that came from someplace.
It came from somewhere. Somebody saw something.
And I think that goes back to, like, Native Americans even.
Mm-hmm. Like, some, like, I always feel like whenever you, you know, hear something, it's like it started somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, so, now maybe it grew and got bigger and stranger and whatever. But, you know, there's always a little element of truth somehow to a story. It is interesting. I thought the grocery store thing angle was kind of odd. And that's one of the things that makes it almost even stranger, is because it didn't just happen in some creepy old haunted house or something. It was just there.
The grocery store.
You know?
And it's like, did somebody slip me something? Because I have to say, that did occur
to me. I thought, you know, was this 1968? You know,
right.
Because that might explain a lot of things. But I don't know.
We took LSD and then we went grocery shopping,
yeah,
as one does.
And then there was a black vortex.
So I don't know. I don't know what that is. I've never seen one.
Either.
I don't have experience with it, but I do know it doesn't really sound like a pugwudgie, but there are legends of those sorts of things. So, you know, if we're all sitting here listening to a show about ghosts and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to that too. I mean, it's like Bigfoot. You know, the whole cryptid thing. Can I say I believe in Bigfoot? No, I don't have any experience with Bigfoot. All I've seen is those grainy pictures everybody else has seen. And I'm like, couldn't by now we've come up with something better? But there are people who really believe in that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. So there's all kinds of different things out there. That would make sense to me anyway.
Yeah.
So anyways, well, if you have a real ghost story or one about a little impish creature, we'd like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, you get the advanced episodes and access to the archive. You get that if you become a premium subscriber. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Carol, and thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.